As we give our vacation Bible school this morning, I noticed when kids doing the offertory praise, you guys' face so stunned. You know, that makes our kids scary. So please smile. Smile and encourage them, our kids, okay? If you see like this, then the kids are going to be... So, okay, please. With your facial expression, encourage our kids as they doing the presentation.
Good morning, church family. It's been a while since I've got to be in here with all of you, but we couldn't let the season go by without being able to do another VBS here at Torrance First. It's always such a special part of our summers. We did it a little bit different this year, but coming back into life at the church post our pandemic time, we wanted to make sure that we did something special for our kids. Our theme this year was food truck party. Food is such an important way that we find fellowship with one another, but it was also one of the fundamental ways that Jesus did his teaching. Each Sunday here for VBS, the children, all of us together, learned about a different Bible story that incorporated food in one way or the other. So I have four friends who are going to come up and share with you what we did a little bit each of those four Sundays, so you can get a little deeper glimpse into our VBS this year. So I would like to invite Phoebe Manthe, Jubilee Garcia, Sophia Villavicente, and Zacchaeus Garcia.
The first session we did was about how God gives us our daily bread. Our snack was dirt with worms because in the desert, God provided manna in the morning for the people. And if they took more than what they needed, they would find it later with worms and disgusting things because they took more than what they needed. For the missions, we did a chef hat, and for the crafts, we did an apron.
For our second session, I enjoyed VBS because we learned a Bible story found in 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 to 16. Elijah is a prophet in the Old Testament. His story begins in the book of 1 Kings during a terrible drought. Just as God provided for the Israelites in the desert, God promised to provide food and water for Elijah during the drought. One day, Elijah met a woman who was trying to provide for herself and her son, but both of them were suffering. The woman gave Elijah some water, but when he asked for bread, she told him she had none, just a little flour and oil. He told her to make some bread for him, her, and her son, and that God would not let her jar of flour or her bottle of oil decrease until the drought was over. She trusted God and gave Elijah some bread, and neither the jar of flour nor the bottle of oil decreased during the drought. God provides us with things we need, like food, water, but most especially, I have you and you have me, to help each other. Also, it was fun doing crafts like this. We also did some singing and had snacks. I hope we will do VBS next year. Thank you.
On third Sunday, we learned about Daniel and his friends. Another book in the Old Testament, Daniel tells us about four young men from Israel who were taken to a faraway country called Babylon. These men were being trained to serve the king. As part of their training, the king gave them some of the most fancy and rich foods in all of Babylon. But one of them, named Daniel, knew that food was more than a gift from the king. it was a gift from God. To show this graduate to God, Daniel declined to eat the king's food and arranged a test. For 10 days, Daniel and his friends ate vegetables and drank water instead of the king's provisions. At the end of the test, the four men were healthier than those who ate the king's food, and they continued eating the healthy food to honor God. For crafts, we made a DJ cupcakes pillow, and during missions, we did good stuff snacks, and for our snack, we had a fruit tortilla crepe.
For Sunday number 4, our Bible story was Jesus feeds 5,000 plus people. In this session, we transition from the Old Testament to the New Testament, which tells the story of Jesus and his followers. Jesus and his followers were in Galilee when a large crowd of over 5,000 people gathered to hear him teach, and they were getting hungry. One of Jesus' followers found a child who had brought 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and that was more than enough. Jesus took the bread and fish, and he gave thanks for their meal, distributed it to everyone there. Once everyone had enough to eat, the disciples gathered the leftover food so that nothing would go to waste. There were 12 baskets of leftovers, all from just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. The crafts for last week's Sunday was color by sticker, foil crosses. The missions were bookmarks, the snacks were 5 loaves and 2 fish trail mix.
That's just a little glimpse of what we did. Another thing that was different this year is that each Sunday included a mission project. Our kids worked together and made all the bookmarks that you received for our friends at church, but they also gathered and assembled manna bags that went out to all of our guests at our outreach meal. These bags included some staples like socks, toiletries, brush, I guess that's a toiletry, toothbrush, toothpaste, and some snacks, but also some of those good snacks that we talked about, like Daniel and his friends had, with nuts and dried fruit to go along with all of the other manna that they get in provisions from our outreach Sundays. And little notes that the kids made for them that said, "I see God's goodness in you," to help remind them that, here we go, "Pastor Jacob, you haven't met me yet very well. When Becky tries to talk about things, she cries. I am one of those." But helping to remind our guests that they are seen and that they are valued for exactly who they are. And they were very thankful for that.